But it's forever etched into the Word of God for a reason. And as I was thinking about Brother Stephen today, I was thinking about his testimony and his ministry, his message, his persecution, his message that he had, and then his martyrdom. And I'm not going to read all these two chapters, but in chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, In those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And I'll stop right there, and he mentions the others that were chosen. So we see right there at the very beginning that they sought out men that were of honest report, that were full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, to set over this business of the daily ministration. And when they found Stephen, it said he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is our example in everything. And when our Lord went down to the Jordan River and was baptized, he came up out of the water. God the Father and God the Holy Ghost and God the Son all converged in the same place there. And the Holy Ghost descended from heaven in bodily form like a dove and rested upon the Lord. And the voice came from heaven from the Father and said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The Bible says that Jesus, Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. John chapter 3, Jesus said, The wind blows where it listeth, so are they that are born of the Spirit. Yeah. Brother talked a while ago about being a man and refusing the things of the world. And the other brother talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and be able to boldly stand for the Lord Jesus. We cannot do that without being filled with the Holy Ghost. We cannot do those things apart from the Spirit of God, and we cannot do those things apart from the Word of God. Jesus told us there that He would send us another Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and that He, the Holy Ghost, would guide us into all truth and not testify of Himself, but would testify of Jesus. Stephen here fulfilled every qualification of being a deacon. That's what these were. These were the first deacons. And he fulfilled all that. He was apt to teach. He was a man of good report, honest report. He was a man full of faith. He had faith in God. He had faith in Jesus. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Look at verse number 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He didn't go in his own power. He didn't go of his own fruition. He went in the power of God, in the power of the Spirit. And because of that, he did great wonders and miracles among the people. And there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and the Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. Here's this man full of faith and wisdom and the Holy Ghost, who stepped out by faith and began preaching the Word of God. Stepped out by faith in the power of God. Made the world angry. Now these folks that were coming against them, they were of this synagogue. They were very religious people. Oh, they had all the trappings of religion. But our Lord warned us that there are those that come to you as sheep, but inwardly they are ravens and wolves that will devour you. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And here these, it angered them, just like Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and commanded that that furnace be heated up 7 times hotter. So they took the billows and they began to increase the heat of that furnace. Pharaoh went into a rage when Moses showed up with the word of God and said, the children of Israel are idle. You're idle, he said. Go out there and find stubble, because you'll get no more straw to make your bricks. It makes the world angry when the word of God and the Spirit of God shows up. Jesus warned us about that, as a matter of fact, in John chapter number 17, when he was praying for his own. One of the things he said in that prayer when he was praying for us was, he said, Father, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them for it. As the brother said a while ago, listen, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Jesus said, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the evil. He said, because they are in the world, but they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. If we're true disciples of Christ, we're following Him. And Brother Stephen was that way. He was following Him. And it made the world angry. So now they started plotting and scheming against Him. The Bible says, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which He spake. Then they suborned men. That means they paid them off. They suborned men which said, we have heard Him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. Well, that's a flat-out lie. Stephen did not speak words against God. He did not speak words against Moses. And they stirred up the people and the elders. You ever see somebody just wants to get something stirred up and going? Huh? In church? It's the part that perplexes us when people are warming church pews and they're church members, but they're stirring up trouble in God's house. Amen. And it perplexes us when people have all the trappings and look religious, their name is on the church roll, but they're troublemakers in the church, and all of a sudden they get angry because the Spirit of God and the Word of God shows up. Man told me this last week. He said, I believe these people that wouldn't come to church if Jesus come down here and was the pastor. Amen. They'd find some fault just like they did with Him the first time that He came. You see, the first time that He came, they said, away with Him, crucify Him. Amen. This man who had healed them, opened their blinded eyes, cleansed them of their leprosy, done all these wonderful works, and all of a sudden it's away with Him, crucify Him. Why? They didn't know the Father. They didn't know God. They didn't know Jesus. Amen. Jesus told them that. He said the reason that they're that way is because they know not the Father. And I know it comes as a shock, but there's actually folks in churches that ain't a bit more saved than the devil. But the Lord's coming back for a praying church. He's not coming back for a playing church. They stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon Him and caught Him and brought Him to the council and set up false witnesses which said, this man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. All that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. This man who was born again, I mean really born again, saved by grace and filled with the Holy Ghost, who's going in the power of God. Josh was speaking a while ago about Ephesians chapter 6, and one of the things in there, he said, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord." Yeah. I got up early the other morning, about 5 a.m., I guess it was. And my wife's got a desk right there in the bedroom. She works on this after-school Bible club stuff that her and Jason and them teach down there at the elementary school. And she had one of them posters laid out on her desk, and the nightlight from the hall was shining in there. And I walked by it, and I just happened to look over at that poster, and it said, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord." She got up, and I said, "Baby, I needed to see that. I'm glad you laid that out on the desk. That's the right word at the right time for me." Amen. But now listen. They brought him before the council, these religious folk. And then said the high priest, chapter 7, "Are these things so?" And he began to preach here in verse 2. And for 51 verses, from verse 2 all the way over to verse number 53, he preached Jesus according to the Scriptures. Amen. He did. He started at Abraham and came all the way down through Moses and all the way down to David and to King Solomon, and pointing, showing how that it all points to Jesus. And he gets down here to verse number 49 in chapter 7. And Stephen said, "Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things?" Now listen at verse 51. Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, tells these religious people here, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye." Hey, we're content as long as we've got a version of Christianity that has nothing to do with being filled with the Spirit, that has nothing to do with this old black-back King James Bible being preached straight as a gun barrel, praise God, from someone who is born again and actually filled with the Holy Ghost. We want a watered-down version of. Give me a version of Christianity. Give me a version of being a Baptist. Come on. Long as you don't rock the boat, hey man, you've got no trouble with the world. You look like the world, dress like the world, sound like the world, grunt, squeak, and squawk like the world. The world's not going to give you any grief. Right. Amen. Right. But if you get out of the way and let the Lord do the preaching, somebody's going to get upset. Right. Amen. I was rereading some this morning. After they took Jesus over to the Sanhedrin, they had that kangaroo court before Caiaphas and over there before the chief priest. One of the soldiers over there in the temple smote my Lord with his hand. Smote Jesus. Because he didn't like the answer that he gave when the Word of God showed up with the high priest. If someone walked into a Baptist church in 2026 and said, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Israel was the chosen nation. Hebrews. What advantage has the Jew, Paul said, to every wit? Because to them was given the oracles of God. Amen. And so they said, well, thank you, Stephen. You know, we appreciate you coming down here preaching. No, that ain't, they didn't either. Verse 54, here's what they did. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. The right thing to do right then, the right response for these religious hypocrites, these stiff-necked who resist the Holy Ghost, the right response at that point would have been to come to the altar and give their heart to Jesus and repent. But instead, they chose the other way, and they said they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. And can I tell you that if you're doing the Lord's business, there's going to be some folks that'll gnash on you with their teeth. Luke chapter number 6, Jesus said, "Beware when all men shall speak well of you." Too many times, preachers want to win a popularity contest, I'm afraid. Somebody wants to be a deacon so they can have the title, but they don't want to do the work. You want to see something interesting? I mean, you really want to see something interesting? You've all got a computer or access to it or something. Type into your phone or your computer and say, what are the duties of a Baptist deacon? May surprise you from what some people think the duties of a Baptist deacon are, what they're supposed to do. Amen. And the deacon pool is getting a little thin to choose from. And the pastor pool's getting a little thin to choose from. Amen. Because they're not qualified, according to the Bible. Lord help us these last days. So verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, here it is, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. You know, the religious crowd, they didn't get to see Jesus that day. They didn't get to see the glory of God. They didn't get to see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. But this man who was really born again, I doubt seriously, and I love you tonight, but I doubt seriously that Brother Stephen had a degree in theology from the university. I don't think he'd been to a Baptist seminary school and learned how to give you 3 points in a poem or... I'll tell you what he had. He had the 3 great enablers that the Lord left us with. And that's the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the Church of God. That's what the Lord left us with to do the work. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. He being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. They were all confederate together. They stopped up their ears. They didn't want to hear the word of God. And they ran on Stephen and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. God can save anybody, brother. Brother Benjamin said, well, what's impossible with man is possible with God. Yeah. Matter of fact, as Stephen was being stoned and those rocks were raining down on him, Saul was consenting unto his death. I mean, he held the coats for him. That cut him to the heart after he got saved. Because when he stood before Agrippa, it all came back. He said, I'm the least worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He went out of this world calling on Jesus. Come on. Amen. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know where he went? Right into the arms of Jesus. He sure did. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He kneeled down. They threw him down in the side ditch and stoned him to death. For what? Preaching the word of God. People think, oh, well, you know, listen, hey. When I get to be a preacher, everybody's going to love me. If you tell them, if you just, go get you a little storefront somewhere, tell people what they want to hear and pass the plate, well, you ain't going to have no trouble. You stand on your hind legs full of the Holy Ghost and preach the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you, the devil and the demons and all the people that they've got on their payroll is going to be coming against you. Amen. I told them church the other night, I said, there's a lot of nights I'll be sound asleep. The devil just wakes me up and wants to pick a fight with me, I think. Brother Mark was talking about praying. Jesus told him that parable, and he said, men ought to always pray and faint not. You see that faint not, it means don't give up. I mean, that's what that faint not means, don't give up. Just keep on praying. The other night I was there at the house. It was one of them nights. You fellas have been in this a while. You know what I'm talking about. You're just up and down all night. Get up, lay back down, everything. I was laying there the other night. I said, I am not going to lay here and toss and turn. Let the devil aggravate me. So I got up and went in there in the living room, got me a cup of water, and I sat down with my Bible. And I began to pray, began to call on the Lord. And I read a couple of chapters in the Bible. And I took my Bible like this right here, and I was holding it in my right hand. I laid my glasses down over here on my lap. And I began to pray, and I began to praise. Just praise the Lord and begin to thank Him. I told Charlotte, there was a peace come over me that flooded my soul. There was a peace come over me, praise God, that flooded my soul. And it was like the Lord just come over there. When your daddy would come over to you when you're a little fella. Shh, 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 shh. It's all right. It's all right. Brother Mike, I eased off and went off into a sleep there for just a little while. I felt more rested after that little nap that the Lord gave me, then I'd been all night long up and down. Oh, listen, there's a peace that comes with knowing Jesus. I just want to hit on a couple of things here about Stephen. Go back with me over here to the book of Luke, chapter number 12. Luke chapter 12. We know that the Lord is with us. Amen. Listen, he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'm with you. Matter of fact, he indwells us in the person of the Holy Ghost. King David said in Psalm chapter number 27, he said, if the Lord hadn't been with me, I'd already fainted. I'd already give up. If the Lord hadn't been, Over and over, God told Moses, God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage because I'm with you. Listen at this in Luke chapter number 12. We think that we're just going to win a popularity contest with the world, and I'm telling you we're not. Brother was talking before church tonight. He said, people don't want to hear the word of God. They don't want to hear the gospel. He said, my family don't want to hear it. He said, people out here in the community don't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. Well, listen to this right here. This is Jesus talking in Luke chapter 12. He said, I am come to send, verse 49, I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So what is it that separates? What is it that divides? The Spirit of God and the Word of God. Jesus said in John chapter number 6, he said, these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The living Word of God. Amen. When he was praying for us in John chapter 17, he said, Father, I pray that you'd sanctify them by thy truth or through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What separates us from the world? The Word of God. Go forward with me over here to the book of John. And as we think about Stephen and the arrest and the martyrdom of Stephen as he was ministering and everything. Here Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. This is the night before he went to the cross, and I'm almost done. In John chapter 15, verse 18, our Lord said, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. In Luke chapter number 21, one of the things our Lord said was, he said, ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Look over here in John chapter number 16. Verse 1, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. That's what they did to Stephen. Now listen, they were of the synagogue. These men that stoned him to death, they were in the synagogue. These things have I spoken to you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Saying you're a Christian don't make it so. Amen. You can try to convince yourself and everything. But I can tell you this. Pharisees have not changed a whole lot in 2,000 years. That young man Saul that was consenting unto Stephen's death, that held the coats while they were throwing those big rocks over there and killing Stephen. You get over into 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and he said, we're willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. When Stephen gave up the ghost that day, he was absent from the body, but he's present with the Lord. Can I report to you tonight, he's still with the Lord? Yeah. Amen. Marvel not that the world hates you, John said in 1 John. That's not something strange that happens. I heard a man say one time, he said, do you ever just feel like the whole world is a tuxedo and you're a pair of brown shoes? We don't fit in this world. And we're not supposed to. Amen. That's right. So what did Jesus do? He's our example. Well, he spoke the truth in love. He shared the word of God in love. He went in the power of the Spirit. 40 days and 40 nights, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was tempted 40 days and 40 nights by the devil. And at the end of that, it said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. He being our example. Amen. We need to go in the power of the Spirit. Say, well, what if they stone me to death? Be a short trip to glory. Amen. Father, we love you. Oh God, we're in the last days, Lord. We know that.